Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
This is WEEI Late Night with Mark Dondero on WEEI.
All right, welcome into WEEI Late Night. I'm Mark Dondero. All right, enough with the music, enough of all this. Let's just get right into it. I have had it with Jaylen Brown trade talk. I've had it. I don't want Jaylen Brown traded. I think it's ridiculous. I think it's a concept we should not even be entertaining. Just because Kevin Durant's name got thrown out there, stop it. Stop it. Why didn't you should have seen it weeks ago, months ago, when the Celtics played the Nets in the first round of the playoffs. Okay? It was over then. So you're telling me you want to trade Jaylen Brown, okay, for a guy who not only could do nothing against you, was exposed against you, absolutely positively punked against this Celtics team and this Celtics defense. You want to trade for a guy that bought in and jumped into bed with Kyrie Irving? Absolutely not. Kevin Durant, we know what he is right now. He's an unbelievable scorer, okay? But his trajectory is on the way down, down, down. There is no way. Listen to me carefully. No way am I giving up Jaylen Brown, okay? A guy who you can build a foundation around. A guy that is with it between the ears. A guy that is a leader. A guy that has perspective. There is no way. Oh, by the way, a ton of game on the court too. There's no way I'm giving that up for rabbit ears Kevin Durant, who shrunk on the biggest stage when he was the leader of the team. The guy can't lead. He needs to jump on and be the playmaker to an already established core. Now, maybe you think the Celtics already have that, and they do, but I am not injecting Kevin Durant into this situation and giving up Jaylen Brown in return. Hell no. Hell no. Do you understand me? Not even a consideration. Stop being intoxicated by Kevin Durant. Okay? Too many people did it and had that happen to them before the series against Brooklyn. I understand he's one of the best scorers of his time. I understand. But there is so much more beneath the surface that you would disrupt by bringing in Kevin Durant and getting rid of Jaylen Brown. I don't believe in it. I don't want to do it. Heck no. Absolutely not. No. Can I be any more clear? Do I need to say it slower? Wake up. The guy jumped into bed with Kyrie Irving and was absolutely punked by you. Had no ability to get to the rim. He couldn't hit a big shot. He went absolutely ice cold. I've seen enough of Kevin Durant. I'm done with it. He decided to leave Golden State to go to that mess and to that guy. Absolutely not. Am I getting rid of Jaylen Brown, who has helped create the foundation of what Ime Udoka built here within the first however many 8 months of being the head coach? I mean, that is a guy that can really help Ime Udoka deliver his message. Now, I know Udoka and Durant had some sort of a relationship. He was on the bench there. I am not doing that. I'm not doing it. Super talented guy still, Kevin Durant. I am not disrupting the Celtics core. A core who is two wins away from an NBA championship. Two. And it wasn't even Jaylen Brown's fault. Like him to turn the ball over a little bit less. like him to work on his handles a little bit more, and he'll do those things. This was on Jason Tatum. We know why they didn't win the finals. Tatum, the bench. Tatum is the guy that came up small. He'll get there. Brown is not the guy that came up small. Brown did everything he can do or everything he could do and is getting, he's going to continue to increase his presence amongst the NBA. Kevin Durant, I know we're all intoxicated by the name and the resume. That guy is on his way down and out. I think the whole narrative around it is ridiculous. Go to the Lakers. Whatever. Old, done. Forget it. Like, you got to focus on where we are and see the clear picture here. Durant is done. He's going to be done sooner than later. The Lakers, Durant, like, this isn't 2015. These guys aren't as good as they used to be. LeBron and Kyrie, LeBron and Durant, like, it's not the same thing. You want to trade Jaylen Brown, the next big name in the NBA. Now, I don't know if he's going to be a superstar, but the guy came up big in the playoffs, and he scored, and he can get to the rim, and he's only going to get better, and he's only going to get more dominant as these Kevin Durants and all those other guys see themselves out. Steph Curry's going to get old. Those guys are all going to be old. You bring in Kevin Durant, you got one shot. You got one chance to make it all work and to bring it all together. And to catch lightning in a bottle, you need awesome defense. You need elite health from Rob Williams. You need Tatum to show up. You need all, and then if it doesn't work out, 1 year, you know, you're playing with fire. 2 years, he might be too old after that. Absolutely. I don't care. He has 4 years left on his deal. 6'11", skinny Kevin Durant at 37 years old. What a joke. Stop being intoxicated by the name. Jaylen Brown is next, and he's going to be a pillar alongside Jason Tatum if they stay together. That's the key. Keep them together. Brown is a stud, and he's only going to become more of a stud as these other guys that you're intoxicated with leave and get old and dwindle and all of that. And you want to trade Jaylen Brown. Get that out of here. If you want to trade Jaylen Brown, you call me. Call the number. What's the number? 617-779-7937. You call that number and we'll talk. Or don't call that number. Whatever. Jaylen Brown, he needs to stay here. The only way you entertain any sort of deal for Jaylen Brown, in my estimation, is if he has told you that he long-term doesn't want to be in Boston and is going to move on sooner rather than later when his contract's up in 2 years. That is the only way I would entertain a Jaylen Brown trade. Other than that, I am going into business long-term with Jaylen Brown. That's what I have to say about this whole situation with Kevin Durant. For crying out loud. Now, could he help another team and really make things difficult for the Celtics? Sure. That could happen. Jeez, you got me all fired up to start the show, and I'm not in a good place right now. I mean, come on now. You want to trade Jaylen Brown for Kevin Durant? He's not what he was defensively. He can't get to the rim like he couldn't even get near the rim against the Celtics. That was the Celtics' problem against Golden State. They couldn't get to the rim. Now, I get he's an elite shot maker, wasn't really against the Celtics. I don't want to hear it. Jaylen Brown is sturdy. He's a foundational piece that you can build around, and he's a damn good ball player. I am going into business with that. Like, would I like for him to not tense up as much at the free throw line? Yes. But you've put in all this work. They've gone through all these tough times and the experience in the Eastern Conference Finals and now the NBA Finals. And you want to move off of them to jump into the whole super team thing again with Kevin Durant. Some Danny Ainge pipe dream from 6 years ago. No, thank you. I'm rolling with Brown and Tatum. They were two wins away from the finals. From the winning the finals. like two wins away. And if Jalen, excuse me, Jason Tatum played better, I still think they win that series. And again, I'm not here to crush Tatum. Okay? He sucked. He was awful. He was awful in the finals. That's the way it is. And I'm not here to bury him right now, but that's what it was. And if Tatum played better, I think a lot of things would have changed. And it stings because they were right there. They were up 2-1. If he takes over in that fourth quarter a la Milwaukee series, that's a different series. That could have been a different outcome. I don't believe that the bench evaporates the way it did. He couldn't do it. It didn't work. Brown gave you everything he had. He's a leader. He's measured. He's a thinker. He's a guy you want to be in business with. Kevin Durant had to go to the estate. Now, he was a big piece of what Golden State did. They needed the infusion of talent, especially against those LeBron teams with Kyrie Irving and Kevin Love. They had some good teams. LeBron was still in his prime. But he had to go to an established culture led by Steph Curry. That's why that worked, and that's why it worked for Durant. Because when he's been the man, things have gone awry. Okay? He's got rabbity. He's not built for it, especially Boston, Massachusetts. I mean, are you kidding me? You think he's going to come here and listen to this and then, you know, find his rhythm? It's a joke. It's a joke to me. You've got to find a way to see the big picture. That's me.
Thanks, Joe.
You got to find a way. Brown and Tatum were two wins away from an NBA championship. They turned the season around in almost historic fashion. The sky's the limit. And you want to trade Jaylen Brown for Kevin Durant? No, sir. No, sir. No. No. I don't believe just because Durant, maybe he's a better shot maker, that puts you in the finals in a better situation with a better chance to win the NBA Finals. I don't believe it. I think Durant's on his way out, on his way down. You're not going to get the guy you thought you got in 2015. Like, he's a different player now. Brown is coming into his best years. I'm stunned. I'm stunned by the rhetoric. Stunned. It changes the whole dynamic of the Celtics culture, the locker room. No. No. I mean, I can't believe it. This is a guy who we know he left OKC. He went. Now, the good thing, let me say this. Like I said a minute ago, obviously, where Kevin Durant ends up, if it's the right situation, that could make things difficult for the Celtics. You know what I'm saying? That could make things a little more, it could make the road a little bumpier. The good news for the Celtics in this scenario, though, he's not a free agent. And I hope Brooklyn does everything they can to get as much for him as possible. That's what you want if you're a Celtics fan. You want
to
go to
the package is for Durant is the question.
Depends on what team he goes to. Like everything I've heard, based on what Sean Marks is looking for, they want blood. They want a huge haul back, which they should. You'd be stupid not to. I mean, what they should do is say, okay, Kevin, you want to trade? Fine. We are not going to accommodate where you want to go. We are going to get the best package back. We will trade you to wherever we deem the best for the Brooklyn Nets. And if you don't want to go there, that's fine. You either play for us or you retire. That's it. That's simple. I like the fact that it's out there that Marks is asking for, if he goes to Phoenix, Devin Booker. Okay? And this is why it's good for the Celtics. Because if this trade goes down, now we'll see how it ultimately happens, but if this trade goes down and you have to give up an unbelievable historic haul for Kevin Durant, well, fine, you go to a new team, it creates a different dynamic, might make things harder for the Celtics, but you're probably giving up a lot, Miami. You know, if you went to the Heat, you'd have to give up a lot to get him, presumably. So if that happens, that's good for the Celtics. You just don't want them pairing up with another group of guys as a free agent or giving or going to a team that gives up nothing or just draft picks, and then he goes to a win now team, you know, by next season. That's not what you want. That can make things troublesome for the Celtics. If he went to Miami and they didn't have to give up anything, that would be a problem based on what Miami has. That would be a problem. He'd fit in well there. They have an established culture, a leadership triumvirate between Butler, Spoelstra, and Riley. That would be a place, if you didn't give up anything, that would make things more difficult, obviously, for the Celtics. The fact that you have to trade for him helps the Celtics, assuming they're not in on him. And the fact that the GM of the Nets wants a huge return. He's not just giving them away. That helps the Celtics. Because whatever team Durant goes to, they're going to have to get stripped down to acquire him. That helps the Celtics. So I'm not worried about Kevin Durant getting traded. I'm not worried about Kyrie Irving getting traded. I think these are headlines. I think this looks good on the top of websites. I do not think this is the, you know, this meteoric, this huge NBA league altering news that it would have been 6 years ago. I do not.
It doesn't move the needle.
It does move the needle in terms of headlines. But in terms of the talent on the floor, I think it has to be in a very specific situation for it to be a game changer. I do not think it's going to end up a game changer. I don't. If he goes to the Lakers, they'll have a ton of pop and circumstance surrounding the team. But I don't think that's a game changer. Honestly, I think it would be similar to what it was this year. Oh, Westbrook, Carmelo, Anthony, LeBron James, a lot of big names. But I think it would be closer to that. Might not be that. It wouldn't be the disaster. But I think it'd be closer to that than, oh, now you pencil the Lakers into the finals. I do not think that. This guy is on his way down. He's not done, but he is on his way down. It has to be a good situation. Like I said, Miami without giving up anybody. And you inject him, you know, into that team, into that culture. You need a score. Boom. Durant. That's perfect. But they're not going to be able to do that. You're going to have to give up pieces. And you'll sacrifice places elsewhere. So we'll see. Reportedly, the Heat offered something to Utah for Donovan Mitchell. I don't know why, you know, unless the Jazz are just selling, why Danny Ainge would do that at this point. Doesn't feel like a Danny Ainge type move. But the good news is, like I said, for the Celtics, if you're getting Durant, if you're getting Irvin, you're giving up a lot to get them. Devin Booker, you're giving up assets. So you would hope that that doesn't really disrupt what you've got going in the East, because right now you're the team to beat. You're the team to beat. Milwaukee will be right there next year. Those are the two biggest teams, and then you see where people end up. But right now you are the team to beat, and whoever gets Kevin Durant is going to have to give up a haul for him. So you hope that if he does go to another team, it's just sort of a reallocation of assets and it's sort of a push, because I don't think that what the Celtics in their situation, I don't think they need to be all that concerned with Kevin Durant's destination. I think they need to be more concerned about the guys they have on their roster and improving who they have and what they want to do going into next year. And we'll talk about that next. I have a take on Marcus Smart I want to get to, and a few other things. And when we get back, okay, this is long overdue. I've got to do this. I need to completely change my opinion on Kyrie Irving. I have to completely change the opinion. I've been wrong about Kyrie Irving, and I'm going to explain why when we get back. This is WEI Late Night. I'm Mark Dundero.
Your home of the Sox. Now, here's what's trending on WEEI.
Trending now, brought to you by the Mohegan Sun FanDuel Sportsbook, your ultimate sports betting venue in Connecticut. Visit MoheganSun.com for more details. Trending now on WEEI and WEEI.com. The Bruins have hired former St. Louis Blues assistant Jim Montgomery as head coach. He was with the Dallas Stars a few years back. He will be reportedly the Bruins' next head coach. We'll see if that comes to fruition. Red Sox have the day off before they begin a three-game set in Chicago against the Cubs. Rich Hill will get the start opposite Adrian Sampson. First pitch will be Friday at 2:10 on the Shaw's and Star Market, WEEI Red Sox Network. Shaw's and Star Market, perfecting the art of fresh. And join Mutt for the Visit Massachusetts pregame show at 1:10, sponsored by the Massachusetts Office of Travel and Tourism. Start your Massachusetts adventure at visitma.com. According to ESPN's Adrian Wojnarowski, Kevin Durant, as we talked about, has formally requested a trade from the Brooklyn Nets. The Phoenix Suns and Miami Heat are at the top of his trade list. Reigning back-to-back MVP Nikola Jokic has agreed to the largest contract signing in NBA history, a 5-year, $264 million deal for the Joker. And Bradley Beal has re-signed with the Washington Wizards for 5 years and $251 million, so that dream of him coming to Boston is dead. That is what's trending on WEEI and WEEI.com.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first 3 orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with autopay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without autopay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice-cold reward. Medela is the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Medela is your reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
All right, back here on WEI Late Night. I'm Mark Dondero with you until midnight. 617-779-7937 is the phone number. I opened the show talking about Kevin Durant and his impending, not free agency, the trade request that he apparently made known to the Brooklyn Nets earlier today. And I do not want the Celtics trading Jaylen Brown for Kevin Durant. I think that would be a fool's errand because Jaylen Brown helped this team get to within 2 wins of the NBA Finals and was a baller throughout the playoffs. There's things he needs to clean up, but you do not trade Jaylen Brown. Kevin Durant's trajectory, thank you, is down. It's going down. Brown's is still ascending. Now, I think Brown is the player he's going to be. He'll make some improvements. But this guy, you are going to feel his presence more and more the next few years. More and more. You do not trade a guy that can become the foundation of this team and a leader. Not just of the team, of the community. You do not do it. Let's talk to Tony in Boston on this. Tony, good evening. What's up, man?
Good evening. Good evening. I am 100% with you with the Jaylen Brown situation. Because it's like, when will Celtics fans realize, like, sometimes you just have to reward the guys that are loyal to you, you know what I mean, that are able to be effective to you. You look in the NBA playoffs this past season, this guy was the most consistent all throughout the playoffs. And how do you guys reward him? Hey, let's trade him for Kevin Durant, a guy who jumps team to team, literally went to Brooklyn, claimed that he wanted to be the leader of that team. Didn't show any type of leadership throughout. Let Kyrie Irving be the bus driver the whole time. Now he wants to lead that team and come to Boston or whatever the case may be, whatever team he was. But if you're a Celtics fan and you're claiming that you want Jaylen Brown to be traded, you should be disgraced because this guy has shown nothing but hard work, consistency, and just loyalty throughout the whole time he's been here. And that's how you guys reward him. So, I mean, to his point, I mean, there was a story going around talking about how he liked a tweet talking about how Celtics fans disrespected him. And he completely is justifiable in that sense. Because how are you guys going to claim that you got, you know what I mean? Like, it's like, this is exactly why players don't come to Boston. Because you're looking at it, if you're a certain player, right? Let's say you're a star player, and you're looking at it and looking from this perspective, and you're saying to yourself, hey, this is how they treat their guys, the ones that are actually loyal to them, because not too many players come to Boston unless they're traded. And it's actually a rare situation. But nobody's going to look at Boston and say, hey, I want to go there. Because they're going to look at this situation, the way that Celtics fans and Celtics organization is treating Jaylen Brown, and say, absolutely not. I do not want myself involved in this, in any type of organization like that.
Yeah, you know, it's a fair point. It's a fair point. Thanks for the call, Tony. I appreciate it. I look, that's obviously been an issue with the Celtics for years now. It's never been a destination in terms of being an NBA city for players that are free agents that think they want to come and play, you know, in the playground that is Boston, Massachusetts. They don't want to come here. There's not, you know, the nightlife is better other places. The weather isn't great. Taxes, expense, you know, it's just not an NBA destination.
Also, if Kevin Durant does come to Boston, we've seen how, like, thin of a skin he has. The stretch he starts playing bad, the fans are going to have it, and he's going to get on one of his burner accounts.
I just think it's a bad fit. It's not a guy you want to be in business with now. I think if you're a team, just going back to Tony's call, I appreciate Jaylen Brown's loyalty. I mean, he's been loyal. That's not what I'm even, you know, going off of in terms of wanting to keep him. I just think he's a winner. I think he's a baller. I don't think, despite the fact he didn't always come through, I don't think he gets scared. I don't think he shies away from the moment. I think he embraces the big moments. He'll get better. You know, he'll figure some things out. He's still only 25. You know, if you can keep him, that's been the issue with teams that have gone to the finals young, you know? Oklahoma City, 2012. The Orlando Magic in 1995. They were young, but they couldn't keep those teams together. They traded James Harden. Shaq went to the Lakers. Like, they couldn't keep them together. If the Celtics can stay together, we've got no indication, real indication, that they don't want to stay together, they're going to be in a place to get back and win championships. Championships. Brown is going to be a huge part of that, and he's only going to become more dominant. I'm not doing it. Durant, yeah, the rabbit ears and all that, I don't love it, but I just think we're mesmerized and hypnotized by his resume. That's what he was. He's still very good, but I think he's on his way down, and it could come sooner than you think, and I'm not trading Brown. Let's go to Sean in Worcester on Kevin Durant. Sean, good morning. Good morning. Good evening. What's going on? I don't even know what time it is.
Man, how's it going, Mac? Sorry about my voice.
No, you're good.
Because I had a spine surgery and I don't have my voice back.
Appreciate you playing hurt here.
But if they gave me Kevin Durant's salary to bring him here, I would not take him.
Why?
No, he's too fragile. But I got two more points. What happened to J.D. Martinez and Bogut? What happened to that power? They're not hitting this year.
Okay. Well, thanks for the call, Sean. Rest up. Rest that voice. You know, they're not having the year that they want to have. J.D. Martinez, you know, he got hit by the pitch last night. The run came in. They won the game. You know, it's disappointing. Obviously, Xander Bogaerts, great hitter, and he's making he's getting a lot of hits. The power just hasn't been there. But, you know, the Red Sox, honestly, have worked around it, and they're right in position to be where they want to be. So I'm going to give them more time to show up and for that power to come back around. I'm going to give them more time. They've turned it around. They were 20-6 in June. It's their best June since 1990. You know, they have areas where they can improve, you know, and then it stings. You look up, how many home runs does Kyle Schwarber have this year? Was it 23? Could use some of that. But it is what it is. Those guys, you know, Bogaerts, some of those numbers aren't what they are or you'd like them to be, but that's kind of the guy he's been. He's consistent. He shows up. He works. I'm going to give them time. They're 20-6 in June. They ended the month with the win, and they're really in control for one of those wild card spots. The division is over, but they're in control. So we'll see what happens. Let's talk to Paulie in the truck on Jaylen Brown. Paulie, good evening.
What do you say, Mark?
What's up?
Yeah, the bottom line with the Red Sox, before I get to the Celtics, is he'll play for this manager. This guy can give his players to play. He gets them up. He gets them organized and on the same page. And moving forward, he gets them to forget about what's going on in the past. It took him to get him out. I've been running all this time, all the way back to when he actually put the fire out by admonishing E-Rod in front of the whole world in the middle of the playoffs when they had Houston on the ropes. That's it. That was like throwing a bucket of ice water on the fire. That's what happened last year. It took him all this time to get them back up and running, but he did it again. He's a great manager. There's no question about it. Anybody will play for this guy.
He's a great manager, and I think that's what the Celtics needed. Just as you go into you transition into your Celtics point, Paulie, they needed to find that guy, and I think they might have with Ime Udoka. It was 1 year. We'll see where it goes, but it was a good first year, obviously.
You're talking a blue streak so far tonight with the Celtics. He's definitely the right guy. Stevens made the right move going upstairs. You know, he's just somebody that can relate better to the players. You know, he played the game. You know, bottom line.
Yeah.
But, amen on what you said on Jaylen Brown. That would be a fool's errand. Huge folly, so that is. He's on the front nine. Kevin Durant's on the back nine. I would love to have Kevin Durant on the team, and he probably played better for us than he did for Brooklyn. I'm sure people seem to be forgetting a little bit how you talk about throwing cold water on somebody's fire. Kyrie can do that to anybody. I've seen him do it to the team here. I don't know why we took him for first, because anybody who doesn't want to play with LeBron James is out of my mind, out of his mind from the start. And I wanted James out of here when I saw when he got hurt, Kyrie got hurt. The team came together. They started playing well that first year. I said, this guy's a poison. You got to get rid of him now. You know, and he lasted 2 years, as we know, but. So Durant will probably play a little bit better. He's away from that guy to play a little more hot. You know, he was probably, you know, just feeling kind of desolate and, you know, depressed half the time hanging around that guy. And how are you going to play, you know, when you're not really up to play? But so he's not slipping as bad as I think people may think. But he'd be a good addition. But you definitely don't want to trade, you know, move Jaylen Brown or Tatum or Robert Williams, a healthy Robert Williams. You need another guy that can light it up from the outside. He's that guy. If you can just bring him in, I'd trade anybody else on that team, you know, in order to bring in Kevin Durant. But they need another guy from outside. They need a guy who can fill it up from the perimeter.
All right. Well, thanks for the call, Paulie. I appreciate it. And you're right. I'll say this about the Kyrie Irving thing. When they got Kyrie Irving, now obviously it turned into a disaster, but when they got him, this was the summer of 2017. I forget what month he was acquired. But they were not anywhere where, you know, you'd think they were on the verge of winning a championship. Look, they had some nice runs with Isaiah Thomas. It was fun. You knew they were winning nothing with that team. Nothing. It was fun. You know, it was similar. They probably had a better chance, honestly, of winning with Paul Pierce and Antoine Walker back in the day, even though you knew against some of those Nets teams in those playoff series 20 years ago, they weren't going to win. They had the fun comeback in 2002, and we had some good runs. They were never going to win. It's different now. This team can win. I think when 2017 happened and they got Kyrie Irving, Danny Ainge at the time, obviously the guy he didn't want to play with LeBron, but you couldn't get superstar-level talents to come here. Ainge knew it'd be a risk, but he got the talent to come here. That's what he did. So I'm not going to crush him for bringing in Kyrie Irving. It turned into a disaster. But at that juncture, you had just drafted Jason Tatum. You had no idea. You know, you really had no idea. You thought he'd be a good player. You had no real idea that he was going to turn into what he's turned into. And he was young. You know, you're trying to win. He brought in a superstar. It's hard to get superstars here. He brought in Irving with Gordon Hayward. They were delighted to be together. I'll never forget that press conference. Smiling, giggling. Yeah, G. I'll never forget it. That's why you brought him in. It turned into a disaster. It didn't have to be that, though, because you brought in the talent, got the talent here. It would have been better if it worked out. It didn't. It is what it is. Let's go to Michael in Lowell, or maybe Salem, or maybe Lowell. What's up, Michael?
Hey, Hey, how you doing? Thank you very much for the call. I just want to say, if either one of them don't want to stay, we have to trade them. I don't think they're going to stay here.
But we've got no actual indication that that's the case.
Correct. Okay. But I don't think Brown wants to be a second. I think he wants to be a first.
Okay.
That's just my point. That's all I'm going to say. And if we do bring Durant, I think he's going to bring more superstars with him.
That's a fair point. Thanks for the call, Mike. what's his judgment like in terms of bringing other people with him? He got in bed with Kyrie Irving. So I don't know who he'd bring with him. I don't know what. See, again, now we're getting into this whole, like, super team, piece it together. Like, the Celtics were 2 wins away from a championship with an organic core that they built. And had Tatum played better. Look, and no offense to Jaylen Brown, okay? You want to be a one? Good. You didn't do what Jason Tatum did against Milwaukee. You can do some of the things Jason Tatum can do offensively. I love Jaylen Brown's game. I want him here. But I just think there is a bit of a talent gap between Brown and Tatum, and that's okay. Brown is a baller. He is a damn good player. And you're going to need him going forward. You're not going to win without him. Okay, but I don't think he should want to, he should have confidence that he could carry a team. I just don't think he can. Okay, and maybe we'll find out. Maybe Jason Tatum has all the talent, but he's ultimately going to be deemed a mental midget, and he's not going to be able to get over the hump. I don't agree with that. I think he will get there, but we don't know. Okay, and if what is Jaylen Brown going to do? So he wants to be a one. Okay, so that would mean, not only does he leave the Celtics after getting a taste of the Eastern Conference Finals and the Finals, so then what? He goes to a team that has nobody else because he's going to be the one? That doesn't make much sense to me. Like, I don't feel like that's it's the place he's in. I think he liked being in the Finals. I think he liked being on the big stage, and I think he can thrive. I think he thinks he can thrive on that stage because he did for the most part. You know, he'll clean some things up. This core, I mean, you built a hell of a core. Williams, Brown, Tatum, Smart. Marcus Smart isn't untouchable. But it'd have to be a really good, perfect situation for me to trade him. Outside of a really good, perfect situation, which may not even exist. You know what it would have been for me? And I sort of backed off of this a little bit. If Lonzo Ball came into the league and was healthy and the guy that I think he can be, that might be a situation that I would have entertained. Maybe. Smart, you're selling high. You got a defensive player of the year type guy in Robert Williams. You can find some guys to replicate sort of what Smart gives you in terms of a defensive presence. And if Ball, who's 6'6", he's no slouch defensively, and he sees the game and he can, you'd think maybe that unlocks Jason Tatum and Jaylen Brown a little bit more. Smart and kind of what he brings goes away. The negatives go away. But I'm not doing that. I wouldn't do that. Ball's hurt. I'm not going to do that. Smart figured some things out. And I think his quote in the Globe was for the most part correct. And I agree with it. Okay? I'm going to tell you, though, when we get back, there is a thing with Marcus Smart that they need to change. But it can be fixed. I think they can fix it. Okay, but I want to go into that because this is a guy who made a couple transitions during his time with the Celtics. And guess what? Each time, the Celtics have been better off for it. So I don't think he's not going to be able to do that again if need be, and I think it is necessary. But give him a chance to do it. I think he's earned that. Okay, I'm going to tell you exactly what they need for Marcus Smart when we get back. This is WEEI Late Night.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.
right, back here on WEI Late Night. Mark Dondero with you until midnight. I think the answers to the Celtics' problems, or if you want to call it problem, you know, whatever they need to do, I think can be found within. I think they just need to tighten some things up, add a piece here and there. I mean, Brad Stevens might be in win now mode. But do you, I mean, to give up what the Nets are asking for Kevin Durant, which, according to Stephen A. Smith, is two All-Stars, you're basically gutting your team. There's no way I am going down that road if I'm Brad Stevens. You would not only be giving up multiple significant pieces, you'd be changing the whole dynamic and culture of the roster. Okay? One that took years to finally figure out, which took them to the NBA Finals. And look, it was disappointing. Could they have won the series? Yes. But there's really no shame in losing to one of the best teams / dynasties we've seen around in the NBA in the history of the league. And Curry, one of the best players to ever play, the best shooter, played one of his best series ever. I mean, you can't get that upset, a 24 and a 25-year-old losing to that. As frustrating as it was, and Jason Tatum wasn't good, as frustrating and maddening as that was, you cannot get overly upset about that. So what are you going to do? You're going to trade everything you got and change the entire dynamic of the roster? And I trust the guys running the show here. I trust Brad and I trust Ime Udoka. I don't think they're going to do that. It was so amazing. The run was so good. They came so far. Two wins away. You've got cornerstone pieces that are comfortable leading that could take this team into the next generation. They could be the next great franchise. They could have a run better than any other team in the league for the next 6-7 years. I'm not doing it. I'm not buying it. I'm not doing it. I'm riding with Jason Tatum and Jaylen Brown. I'm riding with them. Okay, Marcus Smart, look, he wasn't as good of a shooter. He improved his shooting. Okay, he wasn't playing point guard as frequently. They moved him to the point, and they unlocked something. Well, I'm not going to get, unless it was a perfect scenario, I'm not giving up Marcus Smart either. I think he brings you, I think he brings too much to the table defensively. And I think he does have capabilities as a point guard, the point guard I need this team to have. And I think Ime Udoka can get him to become that player. Okay, they had a discussion on NBC Sports Boston recently. I don't know if it was yesterday. Felger, Gasper, and Michael Hawley on this dynamic involving Marcus Smart. And they talked about him in association with Draymond Green. Let's listen to that clip real quick.
Draymond Green don't understand a damn thing. That guy is will talk his head off, talk your head off.
Yeah.
And he thinks he is one of the stars. Draymond Green, humility, wouldn't know it if it popped him over his head.
I agree with you with that.
Foul,
but you can be that way when you win championships. When you don't.
My only distinction.
Draymond Green does not get in the way of Curry and Thompson. Marcus Smart gets in the way of these guys here.
How so?
In the fourth quarter.
Ego-wise, mouth-wise, I'm one of the leaders. I'm the pillar.
I'm the
longest tenured Celtic.
He's one of the leaders. Whether you like it or not, he's one of the leaders.
I agree, and that's why they haven't won. That's why they haven't won.
So I don't agree with most of that conversation, okay? I don't agree with Felger saying that Smart takes something away from Jason Tatum and Jaylen Brown. He's not as good as them. Okay, and there have been instances where he'll jack up a shot that I don't like. But I saw at the end of Game 7 in Miami, I saw Jason Tatum, you know, going against my wishes and dishing it off to Marcus Smart. That's not Smart's fault. Smart took the shot. He didn't make the shots, but he was taking the shots because that's the opportunity presented to him. He was not afraid of that moment. Didn't make it, but that's got to be something that Tatum figures out, not Marcus Smart. Okay, here's the difference, and I was uncomfortable when Steve Kerr made this comparison before the NBA Finals. Okay, Marcus Smart and Draymond Green, there is a comparison to be made there. The difference is Draymond Green, number one, he's younger than Steph Curry, okay? And Steph Curry is the bona fide leader of that team. He's the dog. He's the alpha. He is the guy. Everyone knows it. Green came in after. Green knows his role. Draymond Green also is a forward. That matters too. As a forward, you can do more of those things. You can be a little bit more rough around the edges, okay? For the most part, not in every situation, but you can be Bill Laimbeer as a forward. You can be Dennis Rodman as a forward. As a point guard, I think that calls for a little bit of a different demeanor than Draymond Green. So that's why I think, I didn't realize it at the time, but I think that's why I was a little uncomfortable with Steve Kerr saying that Marcus Smart is the guard version of Draymond Green. There's a lot of good in that statement. A lot of it's complimentary. I like the fact that Smart is a dog and he's a, you know, he doesn't mind getting dirty and does all those things that you want. But he's also, if you're going to be the point guard, I need you to be a little bit more of, you know, the point guard. I need to be measured. I need the point guard to take care of the ball. I need the point guard to set the tone for the offense and establish a culture of a lack of turnovers, of ball security, of stabilizing things. I don't want to, like, do you think, when you think of Draymond Green, do you think of stability and measured play? Like, no, he's a wild card, which for him is good. And for Smart, that can be good in spots. But when you're the point guard, I think it's a little different dynamic. So that's why I don't, that's why I think they need to kind of tweak what Marcus Smart is. And they're doing, they've done that. And I think they'll continue to do that because I do think he passes the ball well. I don't think he doesn't see the floor well. Like, I should have said that in a more clear way. I think he can see the floor well. I think he does make good decisions. I think he can be that guy. What I can't have is full-on Draymond Green running the show offensively for the Celtics and trying to be Kobe Bryant too. When he gets into that mode, which I don't think was as frequently during the playoff run, that's not good either. That's not helpful either. I think Green, though, when you make that comparison, when they're talking about him on the show, he has some things that are that make it easier for him to be who he is. Curry came before him. That's a natural progression that Green was able to follow, and nobody thinks he is the ultimate leader of that team. Smart was here 3 years before Tatum. Tatum's the best player. Ideally, your best player is your leader, ideally. Marcus Smart was here significantly before Tatum. That creates it a little bit of an awkward, not awkward, but it just doesn't make it a perfect fit in terms of the leadership hierarchy on the Celtics. Tatum's younger, still figuring things out. Smart wants to take the leadership role, thinks he needs to at times. He's a lot older, 3 years. I mean, that's a significant, it's 3 years in the NBA. It's a long time. And he's a guard, and he's the point guard now. It's a Green is a forward. Green is younger. Green was here after Curry. It's a little easier for Draymond Green to be that guy, to be the Dennis Rodman, to do all those the dirty work that the Golden State Warriors need from him. Smart, it's not as simple. He was here first. You know, that's, I think, where they were getting tripped up in that conversation on NBC Sports Boston. They didn't talk about that. They didn't acknowledge that. Okay, it's just, oh, Smart gets in the way. Green doesn't get in the way. Well, Smart feels like he probably has to. He's older. Okay, he feels like he needs to take a little more ownership of certain situations. Draymond Green never has to worry about that. Okay, and he knows he's not one-tenth of the offensive player his teammates are. It makes it real easy for Draymond Green to kind of just stay in his lane and do what he does well. It's not as easy for Marcus Smart based on circumstances that are really out of his control. It's a little harder. It's a little more complicated. He should still find a way to figure it out. And maybe that was part of what led the Celtics astray, but it's not as easy for Marcus Smart. That's what was lost in that NBC Sports Boston conversation. All right, we come back hour two. We'll get to the Red Sox, a thought on the Bruins head coach, and more here on the Celtics. This is Mark Dondero on WEI Late Night.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.